Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for how he has been helping us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to know that you are alive, you are awake. The Lord has helped us thus far, and we trust he will yet continue to help us. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for the words that have been coming in the course of this camp meeting. I mean, very strong words, very heavy words. And I'm trusting God that we have hearts to understand. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, ye that have ears to hear, and ye that have hearts to understand. Praise the name of the Lord. Understanding is very vital in our walk with the Lord. It is the ability to interpret situations in the light of the mind of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you don't have understanding, certain things could be happening, but you may not be able to know what meant these things. And if you don't understand what they mean, you will not be able to know how to relate to those things. Praise the name of the Lord. It's important to know how to relate to the things that are happening with the spirit of understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. Because that's what determines to what extent you will go with something. Praise the name of the Lord. God is giving us words that we are supposed to go with. Do you understand that? When David went to battle, you know, Saul put on certain armor on him. He said, I can't go with this because I have not proved it. What were those things? What do you go to war with? The word of the Lord. Do you understand that? It's the word that has been spoken to you yesterday and today. When you are facing a situation, it's that word. That's what you're not going with any physical weapon. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you say the belt of truth, it's the word of the Lord. Are we together? The shield of faith, it's still the word of the Lord. The breastplate of righteousness, it's the word of the Lord. Do you understand that? God is giving you words that you can trust in. You need to have something you can rely on when there is a giant facing you. Are we together, brethren? One day you're going to have a crisis. Every one of us will have his own share of crisis. Do you understand that? When you are facing that crisis, that's when you will know whether you have been a wise or a foolish virgin. Because you will not have something to contend, to deal with that situation. Praise the name of the Lord. What you are doing with what you are hearing, you need to know. Because in that day, you need to have something to go with. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Yes, don't get into a crisis and you have nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you will face crisis. Now, many years ago, we went to bury somebody. It's a brother. Now, this young girl that used to live with him, she was in that house. She heard the word of the Lord. Others there got born again and got onto this way. But she was playing around with it. And in the day of crisis, you know, something happened to her. She got pregnant. She decided to do an abortion. It became septic. You know how the devil works. She became infected, and lo and behold, she died. Now, I knew she had this water spirit. And she had opportunity. She was in an environment where she could have been delivered. You know, some of these things are not by force. She could have been delivered. But somehow she retained that whole thing. She cherished it. And eventually it cost her life. You know, and somehow we had to take her home for burial. And, you know, it fell on me. And so we went home to her place, and she comes from a very spiritually strong environment. So we had to go. So I was with another brother. You know, some brethren had gone ahead and made some arrangements, you know, so that we could have time to preach the word and then bury her. She wasn't a part of the church, but somebody had to bury her. And so we were getting to her village. It was quite an interior place. Now, before you get into her village, there is a river. There is a bridge. Now, I was in the vehicle. Then we had the ambulance. So we got on top of the bridge, and the ambulance just died right on top of the bridge. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, she belongs to this Marines. So it was a standoff. That's what you call it in the English language, isn't it? It was a standoff. Now, the ambulance driver knew what to do. They always keep a bottle of schnapp inside. So when you get there, these spirits challenge you. You settle them. You get into the river, you pour libation, and then the spirit said, okay, you are permitted to cross. Are you understanding the point? The problem there was, I was the one taking this corpse home. Brilliant, do you understand what I'm saying? It's a real situation. It's a standoff. The spirit said, you are going nowhere. So I have two options. One is to settle the spirits. I need to pay them to give me permission to pass. And it's no joke. You don't do it, that vehicle stays there. Praise the name of the Lord. So what would you do? Now you need to know whether you have something inside your tank. So I told the driver, I said, listen, take that stuff back into the vehicle. You are not in charge. We are. So we got out, myself and the brother. We got to the water's edge. We spoke to the water. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We spoke to the water. I say, hey. Hallelujah. We are the ones carrying this thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know that waters can hear? Rivers can hear? God says, speak to the mountain. Speak to the river. Do you know what happened? We spoke to the water. I say, hey, listen. The earth is the Lord's. Do you understand the point? This is who we are. This is where we are going to. Nobody stops us. Nobody harasses us. Do you understand the point? So, back to where you are. Praise the name of the Lord. I mean, with the word of the Lord, told the man, start that vehicle. He started the vehicle. Vehicle started. He had been starting that vehicle. Do you understand the point? Over 30 times. I said, started. He started. And brother, we went in. Do you understand me, brother? And right in the village, they were waiting. You know, the guys, they are men that work with these spirits. So they knew that nothing mega. Are you getting my point? So when we came in, they had to quietly step out of the way. Praise the name. Otherwise, somebody could die there. Are you understanding what I'm saying, brethren? Now, why are we saying these things? God gives you words that you're supposed to lay hold on. One day, those words will be put to the test. Amen. David said, I cannot go with your own armor. It's not mine. Do you understand the point? I have not put this thing to the test. I have not proved it. You have to prove it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Lord has been saying something very specific. You know, last year, the last camp meeting, there was a mantle handing over. If you remember, praise the name of the Lord. We prayed for the brethren here. Now, when God does that, there is always something ahead. Over the years, the brethren have ministered to you, taught you, instructed you. Now, the Lord is going to raise up challenges for you. And it is time for you to put to test the words you have been what now? Hearing. Whether they've been empty words or whether there is substance behind it. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure I've told some of you. You know, a sister in Owerri called me one day. She said, brother, I have a problem. There is a spirit. I'm sure I've told a story here. There's a spirit that comes into my house. You know, she will be there. She lives with her two daughters in the house. And then she will be in the parlor, in the sitting room, and this spirit will walk in. You know, you see it. It looks like a human being, a man. But it's not material. But it's there. You can see it. So it's like something in between this world and the other world. But it comes in. And then it will walk like this. It will come. It will look at them with a lot of disdain. And then it will walk through into the bedroom. And initially, the first time she saw it, she thought it was her imagination. Then she realized that the daughter also saw that thing, was seeing it. She, you know, like a lot of us would do, some of these things we just, you know, gloss over it. Until one day this thing came in, walked into the room, and started calling the daughter's name. That's when she knew that jungle don't mature. Are you getting my point? That's when she got frightened. Praise the name of the Lord. She knew there was a problem. So she said, "Ah, please, bro, you should come and pray. I have a problem in my house." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Look at what has been going on." And then I asked, I said, "What have you done?" She said, "Nothing." I said, "No, that's not good enough." You remember the story here? I've told it here before. So I told her, Robert was talking about blood. Sorry, your money being what now? Blood, isn't it? That's the truth. I told her, your money is your sweat. Your sweat is your blood. Your blood is your life. That means if you pay rent in a house, spiritually, no spirit should enter that realm without your what now? Your permission. Do you understand that? It's a law. Anybody in there is an intruder. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? I had a situation like that prior to this. I had somebody who was living in my house. And she was attached to some spirits. So when she came, the spirits would come with her. Until I told the spirits, this is my house, not her house. Do you understand the point? I pay rent here. And then the spirits would stay outside. Not only could they not come in, she herself could not go out to have meetings like before. Hallelujah. Now, that's a different story. But we had to come to this house, sister's house, and talk to the spirit. I said, this is a daughter of what? Abraham. Do you understand? Do you know what that means? It means everything. I told the spirit, don't you know? You know, Borusi taught us many years ago. You know, Brother Boss said something. He said, the things that were handed down to us, we are also handing down to what now? To you. You must do something with these words. You must do something with this word. Do you know why? This word will be challenged. When the Lord gives you something, the devil say, hey, give me that thing. Are you understanding my point? You have to decide whether this word you are hearing, are they worth fighting over? Or are you going to say, okay, you can have it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in case anybody here thinks that these things are joke, it's not joke. Praise the name of the Lord. If the Lord gives you a sword, better get ready to fight. Amen. Are you understanding me, brethren? If the Lord gives you a shield, there is war ahead of you. If he gives you a helmet, my dear, there is a spirit that you are going to confront. He never speaks in vain. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, I'm saying that because I pray that we understand the seriousness, the enormity of why we are here. Brethren, it's your turn. Hallelujah. It's your word, turn. The Lord is going to let spirits loose at you. You better get ready. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You better what? Get. You will confront them in different circumstances. But you see, the Lord is also wise. Anytime he allows a spirit to come at you, he knows you are ready. You will beat that spirit. You lose that battle, it's because you choose to. Praise the name of the Lord. You will beat that spirit. that situation, once it has come, he said, God will not allow you to be tempted above what you can do what? Handle. It's a law of the spirit. So anything that comes at you, don't look left, don't look right. You can handle that thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, well, we spoke to the spirit, and the spirit respected itself. We said, don't come to this house again. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have something. You may not discover it now, but something has been given to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read from Hebrews chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. I want to read from verse 11. I'll be reading from the Amplified and from the King James. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 11, Hebrews 6. Are you there? It says, but we do strongly and earnestly desire for each of you here tonight, hallelujah, to show the same diligence and sincerity all the way through in realizing and enjoying the full assurance and development of your hope unto the end. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? In order that you do not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as those who through faith, praise the name of the Lord, and by the practice of patient endurance and waiting, are now inheriting the promises. Praise the name of the Lord. For when God made his promise to Abraham, he swore by himself, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, saying, blessing, I will certainly bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so it was that he, Abraham, having waited long and endured patiently, realized and obtained in the birth of Isaac as a pledge of what was to come, what God had promised him. Men indeed swear by a greater than themselves, and with them in all disputes the oath taken for confirmation is final, ending all strife or controversy. Accordingly, God also, in his desire to show more convincingly and beyond doubt to those who were to inherit the promise, the unchangeability or unchangeableness of his purpose and plan, intervened and mediated with an oath. This was so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to him for refuge might have mighty indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. It cannot slip. It cannot break down under whatsoever steps out upon it. A hope that reaches further and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil, where Jesus has entered in for us in advance, a forerunner, having become a high priest forever, after the order and with the rank of Melchizedek. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we are reading some very great things that pertain to you and to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking tonight about obtaining the promise of eternal inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Obtaining, receiving, laying hold of the promise of eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that's not very big grammar. That is something very real and very tangible. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, here we have the book of Hebrews. Somebody called it the book of better things. Praise the name of the Lord. It's the book of better things. Better promises, better covenant, better resurrection, better priesthood. Hallelujah. Better everything. If one was good, this one is certainly what? Better. And so we are in a time when we are to be receiving. We are to be what? Obtaining. We are to be laying hold of something that has been promised us. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you look through this, you begin to understand that God made a promise to our fathers. Praise the name of the Lord. And not only that, God wanted them to be absolutely certain that they will get what he has what promised. He went out of his way to convince them. He went out of his way to persuade them. He went out of his way to make them very sure. Brethren, and in doing that, he was imparting an energy within them to mobilize them to go out and to lay hold upon this thing. Now, because your attitude towards this promise matters. Are you understanding my point? Your attitude towards this, and you know, your attitude is based on your conviction. We together, brethren, if you are at, you believe that this thing is serious, somebody says, get to the talk shop here. Open the door. By the door there, there is a bag. It contains $1 million. It's for you. Are you understanding my point? If somebody tells you that tonight, the first thing you're going to do is to look at the person's face to know whether he's serious or he's what now? Joking. That's the first thing, isn't it? Then the second thing is to now look at him again and find out, does this person have up to $1 million? Are we together? It's all of these things work on your conviction. So if you suddenly look up and maybe it's Bill Gates, you probably stand up and begin to walk towards the gate, isn't it? No, are you understanding me, brethren? It is a practical thing. I'm on a natural plane. If it's Bill Gates, you probably get up because you assume that he has this money. You know that very well, isn't it? And that then you take him serious. You get up, you make an effort, you begin to walk towards the gate. And if you notice that somebody else is walking towards the gate, you probably do what? You start running. Are you getting my point? Now, brethren, I'm talking about practical, but it has spiritual what now? Implications, how you respond to the word that God is speaking to you. You must understand who is speaking. You must understand his capacity, his ability. You must understand that. And it is that understanding that makes you begin to go out to get this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you are running and you know that three other people are running towards that gate, you have to double up your speed. Are you understanding my point? Yes, your response. You now know that this thing is competitive. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, a lot of us do not understand that what we are dealing with is competitive. You ever read in your Bible that many run? Do you understand that? And only one man gets the prize. Now, we know that that man is a corporate man. But he's one man, nevertheless. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, run so that you may what? Praise the name of the Lord. There is a counsel. There is an instruction in that run. Run so that you obtain, you get. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord made a promise. He called Abraham, as we're going to read, he said, Abraham, come out of your father's house. Come out of your what? Your kindred, your country, your tribe. And then come to a land that I will do what? I will show you. It was, you know, wherever I've been talking about this, I've asked this question. And I'm asking it again tonight. Do you think that was the first time that God spoke to Abraham? No. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? No. There was no way it could be the first time. You don't wake up and start hearing one spirit. And then you get up and start moving. No. It must be something you are familiar with. Something you have related to. Something you have come to realize that when this person speaks, he speaks what now? The truth. He means what he says. When he makes a promise. You know, the spirit could have told you, and you get there and there's no land. Do you understand the point? Now, Abraham didn't wake up. You know, when you do a little bit of secular history, you know, it tells us that Abraham came from a family of priests in all of the, what now? The charges. So he understood priesthood. And archaeology, praise the name of the Lord, shows us that all of the charges was a land full of idols. They worshipped over 1,000 idols in that land. So there were so many of them. So Abraham must have related with these idols and came to the conclusion that these things are what? Empty. They are vain. They're not able to impact in my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? But his heart was yearning after what now? Something. A meaningful relationship. And so sometimes you go out in the field to meditate and ask, the stars, this moon. You know, anybody who wants to walk with God must be somebody who knows how to meditate. Do you understand that? To interact, to commune. And he says, these things, did they just come on their own? Or did something make them? If something made them, can that thing, can I know it? Do you understand the point? Can I have a personal, do you know that God responds to the cry and the desires of your heart? Can I know this thing? Can I talk to it? Can it talk to me? Do you understand the point? Can it get involved in my life? You know, this is the God that we're looking for, isn't it? Not worshiping a piece of wood. Do you understand the point? When you talk about a living God, who is this person? And brethren, I don't know how long that inquiry would have gone on with him. But one day, something steps into Abraham's environment. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, Abraham, I am God Almighty. I made the heavens and the earth. And I made you. I made you for a purpose. I want to have a relationship with you. Do you understand the point? You can trust me. The thoughts I have for you are thoughts of what now? Good, not of evil. To give you and what now? Expected end. Now what I'm trying to tell you, brethren, is that the Lord is visiting his people again to establish an intimate, personal. You know, you can be born again and worshiping the unknown God. Do you understand the point? That is, you are worshiping, you know not. You are praying to a thing. You are singing to it, but you don't know it. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, the law of worship is that whatever you worship, you become like it. Do you understand? When your life is lifeless, then the God you worship is what? Lifeless. Are you understanding my point? Are you following what I'm saying, brethren? Yeah, I'm not talking, you're born again, that's fine. But do you know who you worship? There was a basis on which these promises came to Abraham. He began to interact with this God. And day by day, the Lord will come and meet with Abraham. How do I know that? You know that from the way he related to other people. Do you understand? In his word. Because God is consistent in his relations with man. If he did that with Abraham, he will do the same thing with you. I don't know what you want. I don't know if you're happy, you know, interacting with a spirit that you cannot hear. Are you understanding my point? You see, there are certain basic principles of relationship. John said, what we have, what now? Heard with what? Our ears. Do you understand that? God is a speaking God. You cannot relate with a God if you do not hear him. You can't have a relationship with something if you are in a house, husband and wife. For 1 week, your wife doesn't speak to you. You know, there's a problem, isn't it? Real. Yes, he comes, he passes you, doesn't talk to you. 1 day, 2 days, and you are happy and relaxed. My wife is a wonderful wife. She's not speaking to you. No, 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 no. You're not being very real. Praise the name of the Lord. What we do. John said, that which our ears have what? Heard. The ministry that the Lord is preparing you to bring to the world is that which you have what now? Heard with your ears. Not somebody heard for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? That which our eyes have what? Have seen. Can God be seen? Yes. God has revealed himself. And he can be what? Seen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we need to see God. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in what? Heart. For they shall do what? They shall see God. Praise the name of the Lord. Why did Jesus come? He came so that man will see who? The invisible God. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? And he says, that which our hands have what? Handled. What are you touching? Praise the name of the Lord. This thing is tangible. It is not theory. Are you understanding my point? It's something that you can touch. It is real. And brethren, when you are touching something, you are seeing it, you are hearing it, then you are persuaded. And that is the basis. I said, that which we have heard and seen and touched, that's what we are sharing with you. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you can have fellowship with what now? With us. Praise the name of the Lord. And so that's how God began to relate to Abraham. Until Abraham had come to develop a confidence in this God. And God says, now, Abraham, next move, leave this environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, one of the demands of the Lord in this camp is a change of what? Lifestyle. It is a living of an environment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is what? Living one environment to move to another environment. Are we together? Today, my soul is in a particular frequency. Now, if my soul is dwelling in a low frequency, there are spirits, you know, spirits come to that place and do what? And feed. You know, it's an altar, my soul, isn't it? Yes, sir, it is. And wherever the frequency you are dwelling will determine the kind of spirits that do what? That feed on it. There is a place where vultures feed. But there is a place where the vulture cannot reach. Are we together, brethren? So, they come there daily and they eat fleshliness, carnality, and all such things. But then, brethren, as I begin to hear this word, I am quickened. I am lifted. I am taken into another frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. When these spirits come back to that place where they used to meet with me, guess who they will see? They will see two men in white. Hallelujah. They say, I know you're looking for Joseph. He used to dwell here, but he's no longer here. Hallelujah. He has moved. Praise the name of the Lord. The spirits that used to gather around your soul, they come there, they don't see you anymore. Because you have left that frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. Let that be your testimony after this camp meeting. Hallelujah. He said, I know you seek for Felix. He used to be in this environment, but he has left this environment. He is no longer here. He is risen. He is resurrected. He has moved on to a new dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. I want a new testimony. And so God told Abraham, said, get out of this place. Go to a land that I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, listen to me. I will bless you. But beyond that, I will make you a blessing. There's a difference between being blessed and becoming what now? A blessing. When you are a blessing, praise the name of the Lord. You know, just like somebody can also be a problem. When Jonah ran into a boat, Jonah was a problem. Are you understanding my point? He wasn't just having a problem. He was a problem. And the moment he got into that boat, that problem spread all over the boat. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? On the other hand, Paul was not just blessed, he was a blessing. When he got into a boat, praise the name of the Lord, he became a blessing to that boat. He said, because I'm in this boat, because of the God whom I serve, nothing shall be lost in this boat. In the name of Jesus Christ. These are two different individuals. He said, I will make you a blessing. When you step into an environment, that nature, that spirit, that essence, that life you're carrying spreads around. It infects that environment. It affects that environment. This is the promise. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you interested in this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. Do you think it is real? Do you think you can have it? Do you believe it with all your heart? That this is your destiny, this is your calling? Or is it something you hear, you're not sure about it, you just hear it, walk out, and then sustain the old lifestyle? Praise the name of the Lord. Whether you have a change of lifestyle depends on believing this word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are in the time when men are going to receive what? A blessing. A promise. Obtain it. Do you know what it means to obtain? You lay hold on something, it becomes what now? Your own. Hallelujah. You knew about it. Yes, they said it's your own, it's your own. But this time around, you get a hold of it. It's your inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what is an inheritance? An inheritance is an estate. Okay? A property that belongs to you because you belong to what now? A family, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. Because you belong to a family, or because somebody puts your name in his will. Are we together? Because somebody put your name in his will. Now, while the person is still alive, you know about the will. You know what is in the will. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but you can't access the inheritance, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. Until the person does what? Dies. When a person dies, that will becomes legally what? Active. You can take it. Now, Jesus has died to make the will active. But in order to possess it, you too must do what? You must identify with him. Are we together? Do you understand me? He said, if we suffer with him, we shall also what now? Reign with him. Is that correct? If you die with him, we shall be what? Raised up with him. Your identification with that reality makes it active where? In your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That inheritance also becomes active according to Galatians chapter 4. He said the heir, as long as he is what? A child, is not different from a slave or a servant. But he is under what? Tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Now, what does that mean to us today? Praise the name of the Lord. There are two categories of people there. One is the son, who is the heir. Now, the other is what? The servant or the slave. Now, let's start. Who is a slave? Praise the name of the Lord. Who is a slave? Now, Jesus said that, I think it's John chapter 8. He said, whoever commits sin is a servant of what? Of sin. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Now, whatever it is that you are bound to, that you serve, praise the name of the Lord. It could be an appetite. It could be a sin, a habit. Praise the name of the Lord. An addiction. But something that has such influence upon you that you are not what? Free. Hello? I hope you're following what I'm saying. Now, whatever it is, if you're a slave, you are not a son yet. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to come into a place of what now? Liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, spiritually, a slave has limited access and dwelling in this dimension that God wants to bring you into. Are you understanding that? He says a servant cannot what? Abide. What does it mean to abide? It means to sustain a dwelling in this realm of the what now? Spirit. Are you with me, brethren? Now, God has called us into a land which is the realm of the spirit. And we are called, we have learned when we read Exodus chapter 15, verse 17, it said, you will bring them and you will plant them in that dwelling place. Praise the name of the Lord. It is, you are not to live in this earthly frequency where you are excluded from the heavens. Are we together? Do you know, as we are here, there are things happening in the heavens. Do you understand that? There are things happening, voices, manifestations, revelation. Just read the book of Revelation. All because a man, the heavens were what? Opened to him. All because John said, I had a voice. Says, come up what now? He said, immediately I was caught up in the spirit. And he entered into another reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that reality is supposed to be my permanent dwelling. It's not something I'm supposed to have dreams and visions. Do you understand the point? That you have dreams, you have visions, means you are shut out from something. Once in a while, you have what now? A glimpse. Now, God gives us dreams and visions to persuade us of the reality of that life. Praise the name of the Lord. But the plan is, David said, one thing have I desired, that will I seek what now? After, that I may do what? Dwell in the house of the Lord, in this dimension, permanently, all the days of my life. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is the agenda on the table now. This is what God is inviting us. When you see the drawing of a tabernacle, it's simply telling you that there is an appointment at the mercy seat. Isn't that what the Bible says? In the holiest of all, I am going to, waiting to meet with you. And brother, when the Lord has an appointment with me, I don't keep him what? Wait. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, these things must not be very high things. We must come to the point of realizing that this is where I'm going to. You know, when you get into a university, you have in your mind the day you are graduating, isn't it? Whatever you are doing, they are looking. The day you see other people graduating, you say one day, you understand, I'm going to wear this gown. Do you understand the point? That is vision. This vision gives you focus. It gives you purpose. It breeds determination within you. Said, I'm getting there. And brethren, that determination, this is what we are reading. It says that so that we might have a strong determination to press in, to say nothing should stop me from laying hold of this thing. Brethren, the more vision you have, the less you get distracted by certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a call to this heavenly reality. And what we are trying to say is that if a servant, I'm encumbered with certain things, certain, you know, bondages, certain servitudes, certain appetite. You know, Paul said that all things are lawful, but I will not come under the what now? Power of anything. Anything that has power over me hinders my ability to enter into this frequency. Are you understanding me, brethren? If God, there are rules as to who can enter. That's what God told Ezekiel. Say, mark well, understand those who are allowed in and those who are what now? Excluded. Brethren, are we together, brethren? We must understand these things. Because if you don't, a time comes when the Bible said that two were in the field, one was taken, the other left. Somebody entered, and the other, what now, moved somewhere else. It was merely because one had shed off. He said, we are laying aside every weight. Are you understanding my point, brethren? There are weights. Weights may not be necessarily bad things, but they are impediments, they are hindrances, they are things that really weigh you down and distract you. And then you must also put away besetting what now? Sins. I trust God at this camp is addressing certain situations in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. These weights, these impediments, a servant cannot abide. As long as these weights are on you, you can't function in the realm of the spirit. You can step in and do what? And step out. But the Lord is planning for a people to abide, to enter and to stay. Did you notice that when Hannah had, you know, Samuel, she said something. She said, I will keep him with me for how many years? 6 years. Is that correct? Yes. Until what? He is weaned. The soul must be weaned. We must be discharged from our appetites for the things of this life. Are we together, brethren? We can't be battling with certain appetites at this time. It's something you must decisively judge in your what now? In your life. You must look at it and say, this thing is, I enjoy it, I like it, but it's an impediment. So violently and viciously, you do what? You disconnect. Are we together, brethren? So you will always see that he says, come out, and then I will take you to a land, isn't it? He said, come out from among them, and be what now? Separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be what now? A father to you. There are things to disconnect. So it requires a cold-blooded assessment of your life presently in relation to what God is what calling you into. Are you hearing me, brethren? what you do with this word will determine whether you are going to be a wise or a foolish word, virgin. A servant cannot abide. Praise the name of the Lord. What am I serving? What am I? Do you know what it means to serve? It means to give your resources, your attention, your strength. You yield it to the benefit of something. Are we together, brethren? These things take from us. If you are serving these things, you can't sustain a dwelling in the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't not... You know, the Bible says that we shall be caught up, isn't it? And then we are not coming down no more. Is that what your Bible says? And so shall we what now? Ever be with Him. Praise the name of the Lord. That is God. That is His plan. That's His purpose. And don't see it as a love song. It is your destiny. It is your calling. It is your appointment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So some cannot enter the sanctuary. You see, the Ammonites, you remember that? The Moabites, the uncircumcised, and the unclean. You know, circumcision and sanctification, they are fundamental. The soul that is uncircumcised cannot enter this heavenly Jerusalem. Are you understanding me? The soul that is not cleansed. John said, whoever had this hope, he does what? He begins this process of purification. Because this is the precondition. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, this thing is no longer a joke. Hallelujah. It's not a question of every day now, double, double. Oh. That one has passed. Do you understand the point? Hey, hey, my God is good. Oh. Everybody's, you know. Brethren, that is too far away. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This thing is coming home. And it is bringing you to a point where you make what? A choice. If after this camp, you still want to go where they play rock, it's a choice that you are what now? Making. But you cannot say that the Lord has not put before you what He is offering you. Are you understanding me? He puts it on one side, and then on the left side tells you, this is the sacrifice you have to make. Do you understand? In order to obtain this. Do you think it's worth the sacrifice? That's your decision to make. Praise the name of the Lord. But the servants cannot abide. Praise the name of the Lord. The servant can only dwell in the land as a stranger. You know, who is a stranger? A stranger is a visitor, isn't it? For now, we are visiting the realm of the Spirit. Are you understanding my point? We come here, we begin to minister in songs as we worship, as we praise. The glory of God begins to come down and we begin to ascend, isn't it? Then after a while, we come back to normal life. Visit is what? Over. That's not God's plan. Praise the name of the Lord. We were created to do what? To abide. Praise the name of... So why can't we abide now? Because there are stranger elements here. Are we together? If you carry this thing and cross, you will bring the uncircumcised and the unclean into what? The sanctuary. That's what God told Israel. You bring strangers. You bring unclean spirits. Do you understand the point? You bring them into my sanctuary. To defile it, to pollute it. Said, I will not allow it anymore. This is the whole purpose of Pentecost. Do you understand? Pentecost is like a holding center where men come in. They have stepped into a dimension of God, but it is a place of purging. Are you understanding my point? It's a preparatory place. You know, it says that God sent the Holy Spirit. He gave it unto even the wicked. Do you understand the point? Because He wants to bear testimony to them of eternal what now? Reality. If you receive that testimony and you allow God to purge you, then you can step into the next arena. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why the golden altar of incense is the last bus stop before you break through the veil. Are we together, brethren? Something, all strangers must be terminated where? There. None will enter the sanctuary. Brethren, so we are not going to be talking about entering until these giants are what? Eliminated. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not about coming to church and having a good time. There is much more serious thing on the table. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. So I will not continue to be a stranger. Praise the name of the Lord. I must possess the land. I must possess the land. I will not dwell in this land consistent as a stranger. You know, when the man child was caught up in Revelation chapter 12, you remember, there was a problem in the heavens. Do you know what the problem was? There were strangers in that realm, and this young man comes in there and says, "This is my territory." The stranger says, "No. We have been here for 1,000 years. He said, "No, this is my inheritance." And so there was war now. There was war. Brethren, as I'm talking to you, there is war going on in your soul and in my soul. You have to rise up and say, "Ha, this is my inheritance." Praise the name of the Lord. Anybody, get out. And the Bible says, the dragon and his angels, they did what? They fought. But they could not sustain their hold anymore. And they were what? Cast down. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, voices began to declare in the heavens, "Now is come salvation and what? Strength. And the power of our God." Do you understand the point? Yes, and of his Christ. Something new is taking place here. Because the Son has entered into what? His inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Something must happen to you tonight. I don't know how it's going to be, but something is going to happen. Let me tell you another story. You know, God told Abraham, he said, "This land, you will dwell in it as a stranger. But I'm going to give it to your what now? Your seed." You understand the point? Your seed will possess it. You will be a stranger. The same way he spoke to David. I said, "David, you can't build my house, but your seed will build my house." So the issue is, what is this seed? What is the seed? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the seed, Robert talked about John chapter 1. This one, not born of the will of man, not born of flesh, not born of what now? Of blood, but of what? Of God. Now, let me tell you, brother and sister, there is a seed that is going to come out of you. It's a new man. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a new personality. Oh, hallelujah. Are you understanding me? The new creation man that is coming out is your seed. And that man, it is to him that the promises are made. The more he emerges, the more he's able to lay hold upon the promises. Do you understand? These promises are not made to the carnal man, the old man. It is made to who now? The new man. So this new man must of necessity come forth in your life. So that the promises can become what now? Effectual. Sometimes people look and say, "God said this, he promised that, he promised this." Yes, the promises are not made to the old person. It is made to what now? The new man. Are you hearing what I'm saying, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. So there must be a striving that the old man must do what? Pass away. And the new man must what now? Emerge. He it is who will possess the realm of the what now? The Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. It is this new man that will possess the gate of what? His enemies. This new man is the church that Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He will possess the gates of hell. Praise the name of the Lord. So dying is not an option for me. It's not for you. Because God told David, said, you must die. When you have died, I will raise up what now? His seed. The law is that life can only come out of what now? Death. Oh, hallelujah, brethren. Are you with me, brethren? You see, there must be a dying and a raising up. Praise the name of the Lord, so that the seed will do what? Emerge. Praise the name of the Lord. This seed is God's expectation. Praise the name of the Lord. This seed is the Son. This seed is the one who will inherit. In Genesis 15, God was speaking to Abraham and saying, Abraham, do not be afraid. I am your exceeding great reward. Praise the name of the Lord. I am your shield. And Abraham was saying, I don't understand. I don't have what? A son. And the person who is going to inherit my resources is a servant born in my house. And the Lord said, it's not going to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we will not inherit at the level of a servant. You will not obtain an inheritance if we are still functioning as what now? Servants. I'm slave to lust. I'm slave to pride. I'm slave to, do you understand the point? Uncleanness. Slave to pornography. Slave to shaku-shaku music. Slave to whatever it is. Some of you like shaku-shaku. Praise the name. Yeah, if you put it here now, you will see some people begin to do like this. That power must be what now? Broken. Because we are going somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? The servant will not inherit. If you don't hear anything, hear this tonight. The servant will not what? God told Abraham, no way this servant is going to inherit. You will have what? A son come forth from you. Brethren, are you understanding me? So we are dealing with, it is still Abraham at one level, and then Abraham at another what now? Level. All things must pass away, and all things must become what now? New. Brethren, are you hearing what I'm saying? This is not coming to fellowship. Are you understanding me now? No. It's much more serious business than that. It is bringing forth a seed. Are you understanding me? Yes, if Samuel was not weaned from the mother, then he cannot be presented. He says, when he is weaned, I will take him and bring him before the Lord. I will leave him there. He will abide there for what now? Forever. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? This son will be brought to the house of the Lord, and he will dwell in that house. He will not come back again to the realm of carnality. So he has to be weaned. He has to be separated from his mother's what now? Womb. That's what Paul said, Galatians. He said, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, to reveal his son in me. Praise the name of the Lord. God must separate you from your environment. He must separate you from a natural environment. He must separate you from your ancestral environment. He must separate you from the things that have over the years cluttered our souls and taken hold of them. So that he will reveal his son. Praise the name of the Lord. The son is the one who has been set free. He said, if the son shall set you free, you shall be what? Free indeed. Are we together? Sonship is about liberty. He said that this creature shall be redeemed and delivered from the bondage of what now? Corruption. Into the glorious what? Liberty. That belongs to the sons of God.
Brother, it is real. Go for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Otherwise, you will dwell as a stranger. You will continue to be a stranger in your father's house. He said, he differeth not from a servant, even though he be Lord of all. Hallelujah. But I have news for you. There is a time appointed of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a time. It's a time of the blessing. You know, before now, Esau and Jacob dwelt in the house, isn't it? He that is born after the flesh and he that is born after the spirit. Believe me, brethren, right here, all are dwelling together in this environment we are in. Praise the name of the Lord. But a time is coming when there's going to be what now? A separation. Ishmael and Isaac dwelt in the house. How do I know Ishmael? How do I know Isaac? It is a matter of what now? The heart. Are you understanding my point? See, he that is born after the flesh simply means the man who loves the flesh, who moves by the flesh, who lives for the flesh, who is dominated by what now? Flesh. And as you are doing that, you are actually being created into the image of what now? Flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. And then there is he that is born after the Spirit. He walks by the Spirit. He hears by the Spirit. He responds by the Spirit. He also being molded and renewed in the image of him that created him. But the time comes when there's going to be a separation. It is at the time of the blessing. Do you understand? Esau lived with Jacob. They had issues when Jacob sold his birthright. When Esau sold his birthright. But you know that at that point, Esau did not realize that he had done something very significant. Nothing happened. After he said that, he gave it up, he ate his food, he went his way. Now, whenever you read that in the Bible, look again. Judas consulted with the disciple, the chief priest, and he went what now? His way. That way is the way that seems right unto a man. Are you understanding me? But the end, there is an end. This end, you must consider it very well. What shall be the end of this thing? So, we so sold it. Believe me, brethren, you are making choices. I am making choices. Sometimes it looks as if those choices, you may make choices after the Spirit. Make sacrifices. Spend time in prayer, fasting, studying the scriptures. Do you understand the point? You know, bringing offerings before the Lord. And initially it looks like, sometimes you wonder, is it in vain that I've washed my hands? You understand? In innocency. All these offerings I'm making, and the other people are not making it, and it looks, there's no difference between us. Don't worry. Very soon, the difference will show. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Very soon, the difference will show. Because we are approaching the time of receiving what now? The blessing. Now, a time comes when the father sends for his sons. He sends for the firstborn son. I say, look, I'm about to do what? Depart. I'm about to join my fathers, my ancestors. I want to transmit this covenant blessing to you. Praise the name of the Lord. It is time. And brethren, we are in that time. I'm trying to tell you, brethren, that God is about to do something. And you must prepare yourself so that that visitation, you will respond to it in a positive way. Are we together, brethren? He sent for them. Esau heard it. Jacob heard it. Praise the name of the Lord. And Esau went off. He actually believed that he would get the blessing because he was a firstborn. In other words, he really didn't take that contract he made very well seriously. But God did. So when he came, he found out that he could not get it. Praise the name of the Lord. He found that he could not get it. He could not receive it. Now, brethren, this blessing is everything. It is the kingdom. Hallelujah. It is the land of promise. It is the anointing. It is the glory. It is the power. Praise the name of the Lord. And he came for it. And he found out that somebody had what now? Received it. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, at this point, he realized that he had made a gamble. And the cost was too much for him to bear. He fell down and he started weeping. Today, he would have gone into fasting. 70 days fasting. 40 days fasting. But the time for that had what? Had passed. You fast when the bridegroom is not there. But when the bridegroom comes, the time for fasting is what now? It's over. You did not do it at a proper time. Brethren, now is the time. Praise the name of the Lord to bring your offerings. Are you with me, brethren? You people, children, think that you are too young. Praise the name of the Lord. Nobody is what? Too young. Are you understanding me? God spoke to Samuel. Did you hear that? Did you know that? Yeah, God spoke to Samuel. It is there as a testimony that God can speak to what now? Anybody. And Samuel had to speak to Eli. It was supposed to be Eli to Samuel. Now, Eli was more spiritually mature than Samuel. Did you notice that? Yes, it's not a question of maturity now. He was mature, but he had been sidelined. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God can speak to you. And the devil doesn't know that you're a small child. Have you seen children like this possessed of devils? Have you seen before? Oh yeah, I've seen. I've seen different kinds of cases. There are children like this that kill men. Are you understanding my point? They have power to terminate lives. They eat human flesh, drink human blood. Do you understand the point? And they talk with spirits. If they can talk with evil spirits, then why can't you talk with the Spirit of God? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Little children, if somebody can initiate a child that little into darkness, and that child has the power to interact with spirits, to release spirits that can kill people, then what more? You're walking with the Spirit of the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. So sometimes when you come here and these things are being said, you better listen. Praise the name of the Lord. You better what? Listen. You know, there was something I saw on the internet. Just a little boy. I don't know whether I was 8 years. And he was kidnapped. This was in the US. They put him inside the boots. And the boy was singing one song. Oh, hallelujah, brethren. This thing is real. And he sang that song and sang it. And the kidnapper was so tormented that he had to stop and bring this boy out. He couldn't stand the spirit of life. 8 years. I don't know if you understand me, brethren. 8 years. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. So, we are talking about obtaining. You know what it means to obtain? Obtain means to lay hold on something. Get a hold on it and make it what now? Your own. Experientially. The Bible says, and believe me, brethren, it's not about when you die. You know, in the church, they teach you, you get born again. Then the inherited kingdom is when you die or when Jesus comes, you obtain. Now, when you read Hebrews chapter 11, there were certain men that died, isn't it? He said, these all died, but they did not what now? Obtain. Is that in your Bible? So it's not a question of what now? Of dying. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not a question of dying. Now look at what the Bible says about Abraham in Hebrews 6. He said that Abraham, when he had patiently what? Endured. He went through a dealing. He went through a process. And he continued to do what? To believe. Hold on. He did what? In Isaac, he obtained in a figure. Are you understanding my point? He obtained in the bringing forth of what now? Isaac. We obtain in the bringing forth of the new life, the life of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Are we together, brethren? So, we're not talking about going to heaven and getting something. We're talking about bringing forth and laying hold. He said, fight the good fight of what now? Faith. That's the book of Timothy, right? Lay hold upon what now? Eternal life, to which you were what? Called. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you are born again, you have eternal life inside you, but you have not possessed it. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? Hello? Are you there? Praise the name of the Lord. You are now going to possess what you have. Upon Mount Zion, the people of Jacob shall possess. It is their possession. But now they will do what? They will possess it. They will possess it in a tangible way. They will lay hold upon it and say, yes, I have it. Praise the name of the Lord. Healing is the children's bread, isn't it? Hello, are you with me? I'm breaking this thing down and I just pray that we can, you understand, connect with it. Healing is part of this promise, isn't it? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. It's not something that, you know, should be far away. It says that the leaves of that tree are for what? The healing and the health. That's what the Greek says. The healing and the what now? The health of what? The nations. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because that tree brings forth 12 manner of fruits. You understand? One different fruit every month. What does that mean? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, by the way, I am that tree. Is that correct? You are that tree. Now, it simply means that in every situation, I bring forth the fruit that is required in that situation. Has somebody done something to you that you are not able to forgive? Do you understand? Somebody offends you and you try to forgive the person. You try. Sometimes you cry. But whenever you see the person, you're still feeling what now? Bad, isn't it? Hello? Yes. Now, God says that this tree, when it gets planted by the rivers of living water and begins to draw from that river, it brings forth forgiveness. When forgiveness is what now? Required. It brings forth faith. When faith is what now? Required. It brings forth patience. When patience is what now? Required. It brings forth love. When love is what? Required. Its fruit leaves shall not what? Wither. It's bringing forth life. It's not just knowing the theory of it. It is now knowing what now? The reality becomes part of it. You are now obtaining. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Yes. Healing and health. He said that the inhabitants of that land will never say what? I am sick. Hey, brother, there is a place where sickness does not exist. It is not somewhere in the sky. It is our inheritance. It is time to obtain it. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, so it is with every promise that God has made in the Bible. Are you understanding me? Hello? What is Egypt? Anybody tell me, where is Egypt? Somewhere in North Africa? Hey, you tell me. Praise the name of the Lord. Where is Egypt that the Lord brought you out from? Is Egypt, wasn't it a condition of body and mind? Right? Where you were bound to sin? Isn't it to the devil? Right? And to all. And then the Lord saved you. Praise the name of the Lord. Isn't that correct? Where was it? In heaven? Eh? So fine, that's good. So if Egypt was here, so how did Canaan suddenly become heaven? Praise the name of the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? Praise the name of the Lord. These two experiences are life here experiences. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, as long as you keep in your mind postponing something to when they, you understand, you will not reach out for it. You will not lay hold upon it. Do you understand the point? Paul said, I am pressing. If, Philippians chapter 3, I may obtain that earlier moral, you know what a moral resurrection is? It's a resurrection that delivers you from pride, from lust, you understand, from fear. It's a moral resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord, where the soul is lifted out from among the dead. Do you understand? In Adam, all are what? Dead men. In this world, you see them walking around. They are what? Dead men. But Paul said there is a resurrection that does what? Lifts me out from among this frequency, even while I am still what? In the body. Are you with me, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it is when you know the hope that you are called unto. This is Philippians chapter 3. Then you know what you are pushing for. Paul said, I am pressing towards this thing. He wasn't just waiting one day, 2018, the Lord will do what? He will come. No, it is something that you do what? You press into. Are you understanding my point? You lay hold upon. You obtain. Are you with me? You need to tell this thing. This thing is for me now. And I need to do what? Stretch out. Fight the good fight of what? Faith. And do what? Lay hold upon it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, are you doing that? Are you giving all diligence to make your calling and your election what? Sure. What is your calling? What were you called unto? In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, no man lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel. Are you understanding my point? You light a lamp and then you allow pornography to cover it. It's not going to happen. Are you understanding my point? You light a lamp and then you allow uncleanness to cover it. Pride to cover it. You allow fashion to cover it. You allow career to cover it. Nobody does that. He takes that lamp and raises it up and sets upon what now? A lampstand. Are you with me? So that lamp will give light to what now? To the whole world. Isn't it? And then next verse says, so let your light, so what? Shine. Now you were called for manifestation. Are you understanding me? What did I say? Say, I was called for manifestation. Say it again. I was called for what? Manifestation. Until my righteousness goes forth as what? Brightness. Until my salvation goes forth as a lamp that what now? Burneth. Until the Gentiles come to see this light and begin to draw near to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Until there is a manifestation. I was called. Say you were called for manifestation. Hallelujah. He said, them whom he foreknew, he predestinated. He justified them. To what purpose? That they might be conformed unto the image of what now? His son. I was called to look like Jesus. Are you understanding me? That is the end of my journey. That is end here is the destination, is the goal, is the purpose for which he said, come and follow me. You can write it down. Said, I was called for manifestation. Until there is a manifestation. He said, and the Gentiles shall see the rising. They will see your manifestation. Hallelujah. He said that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Who is that glory? Jesus. And who else? Me. Hallelujah. I shall be revealed. And all flesh shall what? Shall see me. Praise the name of the Lord. He said the Lord has made known his salvation, his deliverance, his cleansing, his purification, his sanctification. Where? In me. All the ends of the earth shall see what the Lord has done. Where? In me. I am to be displayed as a handiwork of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to know that this is why you are born. You are not born to be a fashion queen. You are not born to be a DJ. You are not born to be a, you know, what do you call again now? To have swag. Are you understanding my point? You are not born for all that trash. You are born so that God will reveal himself in you. Until that happens, journey is not over. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, God is seeking to put something within us this weekend. Praise the name of the Lord. He must put purpose within you. He must put vision within you. He must put a determination and energy to press on, to lay hold upon this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. When you look at things, you weigh them in the light of this manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, arise and what? Shine. Because your light is come. It said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall what? Appear with him in glory. He says, he shall come to be admired in you. Are you understanding that point? The Lord will be, people will look at you, say, wow, behold the beauty of the Lord. The perfection of beauty. The glory of the Lord. Who are they seeing? They're seeing me. They're seeing you. Praise the name of the Lord. He comes to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in you, Ebube. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's where you were born. When you walk along the streets, speak to yourself. You must learn to speak like a madman. As you're walking on the streets, be speaking to you, because the devil is speaking to you that time too. Has the devil spoken to you before? Oh, he speaks to me all the time. He spoke to Jesus too, don't mind. Praise the name of the Lord. He speaks. He spoke to Adam. Are we together? So he speaks to me. But then also, I can also speak. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said to the devil, it is what now? It is written. You learn to speak to him. As you walk on the streets, you speak the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Or was it Chidoke who said, the woman was shouting inside the on the road. If you look at him and say, you're mad, say, that's your business. I know what I'm doing. Are we together, brethren? A time comes when you have to ignore the world. We're just too conscious of what people think about us. We dress to please them. We dance to please them. We attend parties to please them. We shut our mouths when you should confess the Lord to please them. Praise the name of the Lord. All that has to change. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. You walk on the road, you talk. Believe me, talk. Because the devil is already talking to you. You have to talk to yourself. Speak the word of God to yourself. Are we together, brethren? As you do that, your mind begins to be what now? Renewed. It's the battle. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll preach this message another day. Amen. 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 I want to thank God, because I believe if what you have heard is by the Spirit of God, it will not return void. Praise the name of the Lord. It will accomplish that which the Lord pleases. Do you understand me? Now, every time the word of God is released, it's like Abraham's servant. You understand? He's seeking for the right heart to draw as what? As a bride. Praise the name of the Lord. It must anchor somewhere. Let your soul become that anchor that the word of God will anchor and then start dragging you back. Do you understand the point? The bride cannot respond and remain in her father's house. No way. She has to get going. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must hear the Eliezer call. When? Now. Praise the name of the Lord. And the journey must begin. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will allow these words to settle in our hearts. You are called for manifestation. You were born for manifestation. You were born to reveal the glory of the Lord. So you will not hold your peace. He said, for Zion's sake, I can't keep silent. I must shout. I must cry. I must preach. I must confess this word until His righteousness is manifested in me as brightness, and His deliverance, this deliverance from sin, from uncleanness, from fear, is manifested as a lamp that is burning. When they see you in the spirit, they will see brightness all around you. And did you see the chariot? What Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel 1? It was brightness coming out, isn't it? And he saw burning lamps of what? Of fire. Who is that? That's me. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, surrounding it was brightness, brightness, brightness. What is that? Righteousness. And burning lamps. What is that? Salvation, deliverances. All the things that God has wrought in my life is manifested in the spirit as what? A lamp that burneth. Praise the name of the Lord. That is your lot. That is your portion. God bless you.